Hello. This broadcast is March 29, 2022. The importance of learning was in the last broadcast, and the need for a thinking system. But it was quickly remembered that what we think about is generally guided and framed and formed and informed by what we already know. Indeed, the scriptures are understood, interpreted by what we have already experienced and feel. This effect, sometimes in the science world, is called the observer effect, where certain phenomena, physical and elemental, sometimes is determined by who is observing the physical phenomena. For example, the train that is moving towards the south, and a ball is thrown to the other end of the train car. How fast that ball is moving is determined by who is watching it. If you're another passenger and you see the ball thrown in that same car, you see it fly past and caught at the other end, and you see one direction from your observer point. Another example of that is if you're outside the train, you see the train passing towards the south, and you see the ball thrown inside the car through the windows, and it's thrown north. And you will see the ball traveling relative to your position or observation, going another velocity. More importantly, we see that religions who maintain their traditions of religious observance will use something concerning their scriptures or documentation or historical legends will have a point of view which will not only frame and inform and change what they see. It would be determined by an outsider that what they see and observe as a religious experience will be totally perceived differently than those that have been conditioned and trained and raised up with their documentation, scriptures, and family encouragement. The scriptures, for example, in the Mormonism, and I use that term because of the strong influence of the theology of Mormonism. This position of being raised a Mormon will color and define what we see in reaction to teachings and expressions of leaders and membership of those around as neighbors and So here we have a requirement that all proposed ideas, prophecies, and also interpretations of the scriptures would be influenced by this external conditioning of having been raised a member of the church. Now, we learn that the scriptures have different levels by which they can be interpreted. On the main web page, we have the idea of that there's milk taught in the church. There's meat taught in the church. Mysteries taught in the church. And marvels taught in the church. These designate different levels by which scripture can be interpreted. And we find that the final level would be the mind of God. If we had the mind of God, we would see scriptures as God first intended them. That's a final destination of our personal maturity and growth, is to obtain the mind of God. I'm reminded in memory right now that one of the things that designated Lucifer to be cast down to the earth with his followers is that he knew not the mind of God. So even though one might read the scriptures with the perspective of milk or the perspective of meat or the perspective of mysteries, marvels, or the mind of God, we have to realize that these different levels will change what we will perceive or interpret the scriptures to mean. Now, some say that the Adam God teachings were not scriptural. Well, that's a question that has to be followed up with another question. At which level are you determining that those scriptures are not there? Is it the milk level, the meat level, the mystery level, the marvel level, or the mind of God level? Now, there are certain things that the mind does that seem to trick us, but it's not really a trick. It's just the operations are naturally leading us to see things through whichever lens we choose. Those five lenses that I've tried to name them with an M to start, so it's the five M's. I'll repeat them again. Milk, meat, mysteries, marvels, and the mind of God. This requirement that things have to be scriptural to be acceptable as doctrine has been used in first the Moses, for example. The law of Moses defined a certain way of looking at the theology of this planet, and it was incumbent upon the children of Israel, as it's termed in the scriptures, to look at things through the lens of the scriptures he wrote down in those five books, which is called the Torah. And those that are followers and claim to be children of Israel today we'll say that the five books of Moses, which is often termed the Torah, are the basis of viewpoint to look at all other scriptures and commentary concerning them. Their bank of, or books of scripture, are called the Tanakh, which is an acronym of the Torah, Nevi'im, and the Keturim, which are the four ways of looking at the scriptures. The fourth way they have is the Sod, or the mysteries level. And they often compare the meanings of the scriptures to a garden or an orchard. And they have a meaning for every level of that gardening, and it's called Peshat for the first level. And the name of the garden is Pardes, which is an acronym determining each level of scriptures that they use to interpret. Anyway, this is on the website, and you can see it more elaborately explained here. But my point is that the Christians, for example, confine themselves to the Bible, which is the Old and New Testament. Anything outside of that is to immediately be received with suspicion. And so the first thing encountered when Christians meet the Mormons is the Book of Mormon. It's another accepted scripture and is accepted as a source of doctrine. Well, that puts the Christians at odds immediately, that this Book of Mormon is extra biblical, therefore it can't be true, because their premise or their concern is that anything outside the Bible is not of God. Another example is some in the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints accept the Book of Mormon as the Word of God, and therefore if any position, proposition, scriptures, or anything that do not agree with the Book of Mormon, the Bible, the New Testament, then it's to be looked at with less validity or authenticity. And others accept the a further book, of which is the Doctrine and Covenants. And so that adds another level of a scriptural complexity. And so that they say that doctrine must agree with the Bible, Old and New Testament, the Book of Mormon, and then the Doctrine and Covenants. And if you look further, you can find out that we have in our scriptural bank the Pearl of Great Price and some of the declarations and pronouncements of our prophets, which puts another restraint on what's to be accepted into the doctrinal authenticity. This using the scriptures to bring us to a level of understanding which becomes the basis of the observer effect. Studying these books accepted will frame and inform our decisions as to what's truth and validity in these written forms of God's Word. So the bind upon the Adam God doctrine or proposition or theory or thinking or whatever you want to name it, is that it has to be scriptural. With the different observer effects of scriptures, then we have to step back and say, which scriptures are we going to accept to find the Adam God proposition in? Will it be just the Old Testament, just the New Testament, or they combined, or add the Book of Mormon, or the Doctrine and Covenants? In the New Testament, we find out that the general membership is given the scriptures to be a basis of learning. But certain favored were brought into a next level up in which they listened to the oracles. It was very common in that time that people learned by listening. And the literacy was more confined to those people that had been given some form of education. So often, if they couldn't read scriptures or they couldn't get a scribe to read it for them, they would have to be a listener and learn everything through listening. Well, this form of obtaining knowledge of the gospel allowed that certain authenticated teachers would teach by oracle. They would speak, and those that didn't have the scholarship to read and write would learn strictly by this method of learning. We have then the stories and historical accounts of people who were sent to neighboring cities to learn of laws and pronouncements from the government, and they would go and remember everything that they had heard there and then recite it back to their hometown. And they were able to recite from memory. They'd probably send the person with the best memory to bring back this information. And so this style of learning, which was in the ancient times, created remarkable feats of mind skills. So this observer effect has certain things you can look up on the internet to demonstrate it to your own satisfaction. One of them is tessellation. This is where pictures repeat themselves in a way where they're placed together, a lot like chips of put in a mosaic that would form a wall or a flooring. Another would be a mosaic in itself, where the picture of portrayed by the tile pieces would not be seen unless you were at a certain distance and you could get the broader view of it. In other words, the big picture brought the illustrated tile rendition with the different colors and by means of focus at a certain distance. Up close, you would just see little pieces of tile, but if you get up on a balcony and look down, it would suddenly be revealed as a picture of a fish or a scene in which a boat is passing by a mountain scenery. Another example of that is the paradigm shift. Dr. Kuhn referred to the idea that many scientific inventions were seen in a new light because of either an invention or a discovery or a different theory. All of a sudden, science was in a revolution. And he coined the effect, the paradigm shift, where science is seen differently, and the hard reliability of science upon observation forced them to reconsider the process of the scientific method. So the paradigm shift is another one. Another one referred to in a German word is Gestalt. Sometimes an assemblage of facts and things put in a juxtaposition or in certain arrangement formed an even more elaborate projection from the component parts. Thus the saying that the whole of an assemblage or group of parts is greater than the sum of their parts. In other words, you arrange them in a certain way, either linearly or in a sequential, or you give values to them and you add them all up. It's not the same thing as seeing the whole thing at large, from a perspective in which you can change focus and distance. And these ideas that will shape our perceptual recognition of what's presented before us tends to moderate the requirement to say, well, the Adam God theory is not scriptural, so therefore it's done. I would submit that at what level of scripture are you gaining this perspective? Is it the milk level? The meat level? The mystery level? The marvel level? Or the mind of God? And so, because of this, there's a great reliance in the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints to place things in a confinement of the scriptures. But yet, there's a prophetic mantle that falls upon certain leaders that redefine this, and they can introduce new scriptures, which could, like Kuhn, see that science is completely revolutionized. And so the church can be revolutionized in that manner because of a proclamation of the prophet or the apostleship, or they could say this policy has to be adhered to because of the legal requirements. There's been several of these serious changes because of legal requirements that are placed upon the Latter-day Saints, and Mormonism becomes a fluid thing. It's volatile. So we could have a conference in which what we were doing before would be now passé in the past. For example, that is recently as the membership in the priesthood of the church was required to do a visiting teaching or home teaching. And that's changed to ministry. Now the church is required to minister, to help one another in a basically physical way. And teaching is left to others, more specifically ones called to that duty. I'm going to say that is the doctrine or the proposition or the ideas that Brigham Young presented scriptural? I would say yes at some levels. At other levels, say a literal milk level, it would not be scriptural, and therefore you would have to confine your your discussion of what Adam's real identity is to what is the superficial Peshat level of the scriptures, which means literal, the literal, logical, first impression ideas. But if you get into the level of the Sod or the mystery level, then you'd better be careful, because Brigham could be most certainly a prophet of an extraordinary pronouncement. I wanted this to be a short just add on to the last thing about putting a requirement to have a thinking system. And now I'm saying that we have to put a requirement that at what level do we see the scriptures? At the time of Moses, they sacrificed animals by letting their blood out or some other means. That was specified by scripture. Today, no such thing is done either in the general Christian belief system or in Mormonism. That's not to be done. So you have to see the whole picture, and at what point and perspective and place of the observer effect you can see these things. My acceptance of what Brigham taught is based on his theology. I don't really care if it's scriptural or not, because I know that that's a matter of personal interpretation. But his theology, though different than, say, Orson Pratt's, is real. And how he saw it is the more important thing to me. And I'd like to know how Orson Pratt saw it, but a lot of this is very difficult to get to in, say, historical research, because there's been this reticence to let this information be generally observed. However, the internet has changed everything, and it's causing an internal revolution in the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, and they are in the process of addressing that. My target today is a 10-minute talk, and we're within 20 seconds of that. So be careful when people say that it's not scriptural. That narrow view is going to end when the full understanding of the different ways the scriptures can be looked at. If anybody can get to the mind of God, like Paul claimed, we have the mind of God, that would give him the position to see scriptures as they really are. Thanks for your attention, and I'll post this as soon as I can put it on for those that would like to use it as something to consider. Thank you. Out.